Well, hello, hello, guys. It's time for your 5-Minute Friday. This is Dr. K. Durayraj, and I'm a facial plastic surgeon in Los Angeles, and I run an amazing Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. I want you to go check it out. And today on our 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to talk to you all about the aging neck. We all have necks. We never take care of them. I think everybody spends so much time on their faces. So one of the things I wanted to remind you is please take the time to take care of that neck, because that's one of the biggest giveaways of your age. I see lots of women who both surgically and cosmetically have done lots of things to take care of their face, but they've completely neglected their necks. And let me tell you, that gives your age away. So remember the long, slender neck. It's a symbol of youth, beauty, elegance. And when your aging process hits your neck and your lower face, it's just a very silent process of it creeping upon us until suddenly one day you're going to wake up with significant neck sagging, jowling, and skin texture changes. But luckily we have lots of advancements and things you can do to take care of your neck. So let's start with the simplest things you can do. Beginning in your 30s, patients get this slow breakdown of collagen and elastin fibers of the neck, and that's responsible for the gradual sagging and loss of tone of the neck. And there's a lot of gravitational stretch that occurs. There's fall of important sensory ligaments that hold fat in its proper location. So sometimes some of your first aging changes of the neck will be noticing more fullness in the submental fat, or the little double chin that you're noticing in your cell phone selfies these days. Nobody loves those cell phone selfies, right? Isn't that the most annoying thing when you turn on your cell phone and you're looking and you see this horrible double chin, like, when did I get a double chin? So if you've never heard of Kybella, Kybella is a fat melting enzyme. It is a permanent shot, and I've tried it. I think it's wonderful. It's a really great non-surgical way to get rid of fat permanently. So you can treat the double chin with a series of sessions. Reach up and pinch, and if you can pinch an inch, usually you'll need 3 vials of Kybella to dissolve that inch, but it's permanently gone. And Kybella swells. It does swell a little bit. It swells for about 4 days where everyone can notice it. Another 4 days later, just you noticing it, and then it's pretty much gone, and it's permanently gone. And I love Kybella because not only does it dissolve the fat, but it also tightens and contours. And as it's healing, the fat turns into butter. The butter gets absorbed, and the skin actually tightens up nicely, so you don't get too much flabbiness, because patients worry, does the skin stay loose? It does not. So Kybella is a wonderful new renovation option for patients who want to get rid of their double chin. And as an advanced injector, I'm also doing Kybella to treat the jowls. Jowls are those little flabby areas on the corners of the mouth, the skin that hangs down against the mouth and the jaw. And we all get them starting in the 30s, 40s, and sometimes even earlier. So that is literally a fat pad that gravity has caused to drop down in an abnormal position. And I have great results dissolving the jowl with Kybella. It's an off-label use. It's not FDA approved there, but it does work very well. It's usually 2 sessions, and I take 1 vial and put 1/2 on each side. That's an awesome option for you. Less invasive things you can do would be anti-aging products that improve the skin textural changes. One of the most annoying things about neck aging is that the skin changes its texture. And if you think about it, your neck has to have the ability to move in a lot of different directions, because you have to be able to turn left and right, backwards, bending forwards. The skin cannot remain very taut. So by design, there's some flexibility and some extra looseness that's incorporated into the human design that way. And because of that, that texture, the skin does get laxity and textural changes. And it's super important to use a good anti-aging regimen on your neck. I have an amazing neck cream. It's called Lift It Up, and it has peptides, tighteners, and ceramides. These are ingredients. So ceramides help with moisture content of that skin. The neck skin has very, very few oil glands, so it tends to be super dry, and we tend to totally ignore it. We put lots of moisturizer on the face, hardly ever think about our neck. So start doing with quick upstrokes treatment of the neck with a good moisturizing regimen, something like my neck cream. And mine has some stem cell growth factors derived from edelweiss flowers, and the Leontopodium, which is the ingredient in those Edelweiss flowers that helps them to stay really soft and supple even in sub-zero temperatures, is the same ingredient that helps your skin to stay soft and supple to prevent crepiness and textural changes. And remember, you also need to perhaps use a little touch of retinoid product. Retinoids are your number one thing that's going to help grow collagen and padding and elasticity of the skin. So when you're doing your face with your nighttime regimen of Retin-A, hopefully you do a retinoid of some kind every night at bedtime, part of what's left over on your hands with a little touch of moisturizer should also go on your neck. So if you haven't already got a retinoid on your face at night, remember, incorporate that for the face and also add a little dab of that to do the neck, the chest, the back of the hands, all important areas. In prevention-wise, sunscreen for the neck is also super critical. So remember that 90% of your textural and aging changes of the skin come from sun damage. So a little touch of sunscreen treating your neck will also be beneficial. The platysmal bands are muscles under the skin. If you're someone who works out and you clench tightly and you're straining, or if you mimic what men do when they shave and they kind of clench their neck muscles, you'll see little straight vertical bands, and we call these the platysmal bands, and they happen to be more prominent in thinner people, and they are super annoying when you see them in your photos. And if you don't like the appearance of those platysmal bands, I do a couple treatments with injectables with Botox to soften the bands. That works amazingly, and it is preventative too, because it does help prevent the pull of the neck muscles on the lower face and prevents the gravitational downturn of the corners of the mouth when we use Botox for those platysmal muscles. The horizontal lines that you get on your neck, I treat with filler. And I think these are highly related to tech neck, the process where we're all looking down at our phones all day long, causing creasing and repetitive bending in one location. You do get dermal scars and dermal bands that develop related to this repetitive folding of the skin when we look down at our phones. So chin up, number one. Number two, think about filler. One syringe of filler per neckline is a good option. And I use the hyaluronic fillers here with the long cannula needle. So it's very safe, but it has to be a very advanced injector to do this technique. But you do get immediate softening of these necklines. It really returns them to their youthful state. And for about a week or two after, you have to be super careful to not be bending repetitively in those locations. I have some new techniques that I'm going to start pioneering in the next year or so after I finish studying them, using dermal fillers that are at a deeper layer to create padding, including Sculptra and Radius. So that is things to come. And surgically, of course, surgery is the gold standard for the neck. And if you're someone who all the time is pulling back on your face, holding your neck skin back when you look in the mirror, definitely think about a neck lift. While some of the lasers, all therapy, and non-invasive treatments are available, they are not the gold standard. And I tend to think that they waste your dollars because they're not really permanent. The improvements are mild to moderate. And I don't know, as a surgeon, I kind of want to see something that works. So neck lift and facelift surgery definitely is the gold standard if you're noticing those neck changes. And while you may not be ready for that yet, keep that in your armamentarium of things you can do. If you maintain your face and neck with treatments with Botox and fillers, you can put off surgery for some time, but you'll reach a point where physically there's a lot of excess skin that just needs to be lifted, pulled, and trimmed. And this surgery is so effective. It really gives you like 10 years of looking amazing. And sometimes people need that even as early as in their 40s. Sometimes you're just a thin person that has a lot of excess skin. So please don't be afraid of facelift. These days, in the right hands, with an artistic eye like mine, done correctly, facelift looks so, so natural and so refreshing, and really just about 7 days of downtime. Not bad at all. So there you have it. Those are some options for you guys to have a beautiful, slender, youthful looking neck. Remember, your neck is a symbol of elegance, beauty, and it's so important for you to maintain that part of your face, just because the neck gives away your age. You really want to take some time to take care of it. And I think the better that you treat it, the better that you'll look. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dr. K. Duray-Raj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I'd love you to download and subscribe to this podcast, listen to my longer podcasts on Tuesdays, and find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website, the same name. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.